Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It is time to get up with Go Time in Green Bay. The Packers to make their pitch as time ticks away on the Aaron era. Where will this go? We'll start there. Plus, Tampa Tom talks again and does not sound like he's taken his final snap. You need to hear this, and you will, just moments from now. Meanwhile, Super Stafford basking in the glow. But should he be making travel plans for Canton, Ohio? We'll answer all those questions and more as we get up with you. Starting right now, and the Tuesday crew is here, and they're spectacular. Graziano, looking nice. Dominique is here. Jeff, where'd you get that tie? Kellerman tie. Oh. He stole a tie from Max Kellerman's office, and we're ratting him out. In the meantime, the big swagoo Marcus Spears, ready to go as well. We're going to have some fun on this Tuesday, and we begin with sneaky Super Bowl Sunday storylines that got buried beneath the Super Bowl. We got quarterback chaos in the offing, everybody. We start in Indianapolis, where Chris Mortensen reports the Colts may be looking to trade or release Carson Wentz before $15 million of his base salary becomes guaranteed a month from now. Meanwhile, potential trouble in the desert. Mort also reporting Kyler Murray feels the Cardinals are making him the scapegoat for their late season struggles, and that the Cardinals have questions about Murray's immaturity. Then there's this from Shefty. The Packers, despite being nearly $50 million over the cap, are prepared to go all in to persuade Aaron Rodgers to return to Green Bay for the 2022 season. So the table set with all of that and more. Graziano, let me start. Pardon me.
Sorry.
I'm choked up at the very idea.
It's a lot. It's
of
a lot.
Aaron Rodgers not being on the Packers this coming year. Give me a timetable on this thing, because we're going to be sitting here sort of counting this thing breathlessly. When do he or they need to make this decision?
I think they definitely need to know something by March 8th, which is the last day they can designate a franchise player. And with Devontae Adams set for free agency, they're going to want to know what they're going to do with Devontae Adams. He's going to want to know who the quarterback's going to be, if he's going to sign back there, or if he's going to decide whether to sign a franchise tender or hold out if they were to do it. So that's the key date. They have to know by the time the league year opens on March 16th, but realistically they have to know in time to figure out what to do with Devontae Adams. So March 8th at the latest.
March 8th, if I'm doing
that's
my math correctly in my head, is 3 weeks from today.
Yeah. Oh, it's
so real fast. At latest, they need to know this thing. So, Jeff, Saturday, in what direction should Aaron Rodgers be going?
Towards Green Bay. I mean, listen, they're gonna lay out this red carpet for you. Take advantage of it. Take full advantage of it. Get Devontae signed up. Get him squared away. Get your extension. Move forward. Probably get a second receiver, a number two receiver that will help. This team is loaded, and they're coached well. They're an efficient organization. The whole cap thing can get worked out extremely quickly, so I wouldn't worry about any of that part. But if you're talking about Green Bay and the ability to win now, it's a good as fit as you're going to get. I mean, it is set in place to win. And Green Bay is telling you, all the leverage is now, they are telling you they don't believe in Jordan Love. Because if they did, they would not be going all in for you, right? So they're telling you, we're going to extend you. We're going to do all the things that you asked for. Let's move forward together.
Now, going all in is such an interesting choice of words. It seems to be contrary to the way the Packers have done business. We just saw the Rams do it in a big way and win the Super Bowl by doing it. What does it mean? Here?
The Packers have, proven over a couple decades that their strategy works. And also, they've had some pretty good quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I don't think in their offing they see another quarterback like the two that they've had. There's no way to predict that. So I think it's smart for them to, as you said, go all in and put yourself in whatever cap bind that's going to jump on your back four or five years from now in order to keep Aaron Rodgers. But I also think that Aaron Rodgers wants to get out of there. Like, that doesn't seem to have changed to me. All the things that they did in the offseason suggest that he wanted out. And staying in the NFC seems promising, but going to the Broncos or a team like that might seem a little bit better.
Let me say this, too. The Joe Burrow success has really flipped the dynamic, right? You think Tom Brady 2 years ago leaves the team and goes and wins the Super Bowl. Joe Burrow in 2 years basically turned it. When you talk about Green Bay success, I would agree. Like, they're successful, but without Super Bowl champions, championships, everybody thinks you're a failure. So from the Green Bay's strategy of how they've done it, if it gets you to the playoffs, it's like that's not good enough anymore because teams are turning around.
And Stafford, too. Stafford goes from one place to another, wins the Super Bowl in 1 year. The strategy, you know, the strategy works a little bit better when your quarterbacks are Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. It's like they used to say the triangle offense. It worked great when Michael Jordan was running it. Marcus, what do you think?
When I look at this particular situation, totally different. Like, I thought they went all in last year when they did everything they could to get him back in the building. They traveled to California. There were talks about a negotiation and a new contract to try to get Aaron Rodgers locked in. Here's the thing, fellas. Like, we all know Green Bay is a good football team, but for how long? And then when you take Aaron Rodgers out of that mix, is it really, are we really going to look at that team as being really good? So I have all of these thoughts about what the Green Bay Packers are going to do, what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. But the bottom line is, I think what Neek said, Aaron Rodgers wants out of there. I feel that. I felt it last year, and it didn't change with all of this success that they had this year. The good thing that he said was he'd make a quick decision, but now Devontae is in the mix. And I think that has some weight on the decision that Aaron Rodgers will make about where he'll go, how he'll do it, because the time crunch now involves a good friend of his, a guy that we think he's as close to as anybody in the NFL. So I'd be interested to see what Aaron Rodgers' decision is and the timing. But Green Bay been all in on Aaron Rodgers since last year. We sat on this damn show 300 days and talked about how much they did to get him to come back to Green Bay.
That's fair enough. Yeah, Dan.
That's the key thing. We need to hear from Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter what the Packers say. They're out there. They're going to say what they're going to say because if the breakup happens, they want to make sure everybody knows it's not our fault. We tried. We wanted him back. So that's a lot of what this is. But if Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be there, the way the contract is structured gives him a lot of leverage to force his way
out. Well, the one thing we've done plenty of this year is hear from Aaron Rodgers. So we'll
exactly
see if it happens again. 3 weeks from today is when Dan is telling us, in best case scenario for the Packers, the resolution to this would already have taken place. So this is one to keep a very close eye on. Now, we got another legendary quarterback in the middle of stuff, and that is the recently retired Tom Brady, who appeared on the Let's Go podcast with Jim Gray for the final time this season yesterday. He was asked about his decision to retire and how he intends to spend his time away from football. And let's just play it. You tell me what you think you hear in Tom Brady right here.
And I'm super content and happy with how I feel in my decision. And, as I said, all you can do is take it day by day. Nothing's promised for us. I'm going to do things that I really enjoy and spend time with people that I really enjoy spending time with. So the future is bright. I look forward to the opportunities that are ahead. I look forward to speaking with everyone again next year.
Okay. And so, Swagoo, we were having this conversation in the meeting this morning. Rodgers and Brady, it couldn't be more different, right? Rodgers is an open book. When Rodgers talks, he's literally telling you what's in his mind that minute. Brady, we've always assumed and we believe, is very calculated. There's nothing that he says that he hasn't given a great deal of consideration to how it's going to be received. So as he continues to, well, you tell me, what is it you hear from Tom Brady there, considering the fact that it probably wasn't just off the cuff?
That he about to lean into his Brady clothing brand, lean into TB12, take some vacations with all that damn money he made playing in the league. Him and Giselle will be all over the world traveling, and we'll hear from him before next year. We'll hear from him from a yacht somewhere with a couple of his rich friends, and they'll be watching the football games, and then when the Super Bowl comes along, they'll have some kind of ceremony to walk Tom out there and talk about the greatest team ever or something like that. That's what he's saying. Listen, Tom Brady ain't coming back to play no football. They don't even know what's going to happen in Tampa. They got a lot of dudes on that team that got decisions to make and places to go. So I would love to embellish you, G, but me, listening to Tom Brady talk, Tom Brady just want to keep everybody, Tom Brady just want to keep everybody alert and paying attention so he could sell them damn products he about to flood the market with.
Fair enough. So that's one vote on that side. Are you willing to embellish the idea that Brady may come back?
No, I am not. I mean, I am. I believe Brady.
He's coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back in my view. I think that The reason why I believe it now is because what you said, he's a calculated guy. He's not someone who's doing this. And I don't think that he cares to, like, promote his clothing brand. Like, that stuff, nobody's going to wear it anyway. You can't look fly in Tom Brady's clothes unless you can throw like Tom Brady. So I don't think he cares about that nearly as much as he cares about being a part of this game. So I think going back to Tampa Bay is not what's going to happen. My projection and my hope is that midseason, somebody needs a quarterback.
Yeah.
And Tampa Bay is sitting there ready to make that trade to rebuild their roster, and they send Tom Brady to whoever needs a quarterback, and then he goes on another run because I think – he can't do it. I don't think that Tom Brady. I don't think Tom Brady's good enough to do that.
I'm so glad you embellished me too. You know I wanted to come back. I'm holding on to any shred of hope I possibly can. Just anything. Just give me a struggle. I'm holding on, Tom. I'm holding on. I take it week 8, week 7. Let's take it. Just like Fox said, I don't believe you can do it either, but I'm willing to bet that you can once you get back. So come on back. Let's do this thing. I want to see it. Breaks my heart to think he ain't gonna be here. He's gonna be on some yacht. You know, I'm not sure what yacht, what part of the world he's going to be on, but that doesn't strike me as
whatever he wants.
Yeah, it doesn't strike me as much fun for him.
Jump in, Swaggoo.
Look at Swaggoo. Y'all don't think this man just did. Groz, help me out. This man just did a damn docuseries on his career. And y'all talking about him coming back while the season was going on.
Yep.
But I feel you. If we want to be wishful thinkers this morning, I'm going to fall in line with y'all.
That's who I am.
Let's do it. Jeff Saturday going to be sad. Dominique Foxworth, they going to need a trade in the middle of the season. And Tom Brady going to come off his yacht to play for somebody that ain't going to win but 4 games because he came to play quarterback. Help me out, Grass, please. Please help me out.
No, I've changed my mind.
I
think there's a chance he's coming back.
Yeah!
I think there's a lot of avenues for it. Look,
look at Swaggoo. He's broken.
I know. I've disappointed him.
Yes!
He didn't want me to embellish, but I'm not. I think it's legitimate. Look, I could do 20 minutes on, like, the way the contract is structured and what the moves could be. People would change the channel. Trust me on this. The procedural moves that the Buccaneers make here will tell you a lot. Right. Do they wait until June 2nd and release him, right? Do they restructure the contract so they can get under the cap before then? That's going to tell us a lot. Drew Brees did this last year with the Saints. Redid his contract right before the league year. They got under the cap. Then he officially retired on June 2nd, so they get spread out the cap hit. What Tampa Bay does is going to tell you a lot about the situation, whether he wants out and they know it, whether they think that they can hold his rights and trade him. So we're not done talking about it.
There was about a decade ago when Brett Favre played one season for the Jets.
Yes.
The Jets then drafted a quarterback. They needed to release. They needed Favre gone.
Mm-hmm.
They released him, and he wound up signing with the Minnesota Vikings. The point is, as time goes by, the Buccaneers will have to make a move of some sort that could result in him being free to go wherever he wants to go, right?
Yes, I think you just made the point I was trying to make, but you made it much more clearly.
Succinct.
Using an illustration, it happened with Favre once upon a time. It could happen with Brady again. We will see what happens.
Sorry,
all right, so quarterbacks in the center of the conversation today. As we continue, risky business in Cincinnati. Wait until you hear what one member of our crew says could happen to Joe Burrow if the Bengals don't make some changes quick. Plus, speaking of offensive lines, you will not want to miss Jeff Saturday. He's handing out the pancakes of the year. There's nothing more fun, and it's on the way. And this hour.
Get strapped up, y'all.
Shine. They help me to shine.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
And we are back on Get Up here. And it's time for Overreaction Tuesday. So I'm going to say something that I think people are generally saying, and Graziano will tell us if it's an overreaction. So if I said Aaron Donald is going to retire, is that an overreaction?
I think it is. Look, I don't know what's in his head or his heart, but I would be surprised if he retires. This is another follow-the-money situation. Coincidentally, the guarantees on Aaron Donald's contract ran out at the end of 2021. Huh. Even though he's got 3 years left on it, he's no longer the highest-paid defensive player or even that close. I wonder if there's something
preaching.
That can be done.
Graz is preaching.
Yeah, we want him back. We want more Aaron Donald. All right, next stop would be Carson Wentz and the Colts. If I were to say Carson Wentz has played his last game in Indy, would that be an overreaction?
No, it's not an overreaction. It's not a sure thing, but it's not an overreaction. The Colts are obviously very disappointed with how this season ended, with how Wentz performed at the end of it, particularly in that Jacksonville game that they had to win to get in the playoffs and did not. So, yes, I think they will pursue upgrades. Tricky situation. $15 million of his contract is already guaranteed. Another $7 million becomes guaranteed in about a month.
All right, I'm going to set aside some time. We're going to talk about that one a little more a little later with our resident Colt here, Jeff Saturday, because that's an interesting team. In the meantime, one more quarterback one here. If I were to say Joe Burrow will be back in the Super Bowl again, would that be an overreaction?
No, it's not an overreaction. A, he's good enough. B, I think this team is set up very well. They have a lot of cap space. They're very young and key places. They've got some guys signed that need to be signed. Burrow is the kind of guy that's going to continue to do the work to improve and keep the team on the right track. I do believe we'll see them back in the Super Bowl.
Okay, fair enough. Well, speaking of Burrow, yesterday Dan Orlovsky was on this program, and in traditional Monday Dan fashion, he had a lot of things to say that got a lot of people talking. One of them was when he compared Burrow to another former number one overall pick as something of a cautionary tale. Listen. Yep.
I was incredibly impressed with him again yesterday. He right now is on the Andrew Luck track.
And absolutely.
That cautions me, candidly. I mean, you watch this kid get beat up game after game after game after game. That will not last in this league. And he is a phenomenal. They should win multiple Super Bowls with that kid, okay? The Bengals should win multiple Super Bowls with Joe Burrow. If they don't get it fixed this offseason, he's on the track to become the next Andrew Luck.
Did he wear that shirt for the whole show?
Yes, he did. Don't allow the T-shirt to diminish the credibility of what he's saying.
I'm going to allow it a little bit.
It's a serious point, and it's a good one, Marcus. And, look, we all can say, look, he's just getting beat up too much. But when you actually put the context to it, what once happened to David Carr, who was the first pick in a draft, what once happened to Andrew Luck, who was the first pick in a draft, and now Burrow, is that a concern for you, Swagoo?
Hell yeah, it's a concern. Listen, man, I don't remember how many times – Kansas City got to Joe Burrow, but I know between Tennessee and the Rams, he was sacked 16 times in the playoffs.
Yeah.
All right, think about that, fellas. Like, when you get to a point, like, we saw the man knee bend once again, and I was gasping for air, hoping that he was okay. But this is not, these dudes, and this is the thing that everybody has to think about, and Jeff Saturday knows this as well as anybody. These defensive linemen now, these are different animals. They are way more athletic. They are stronger, they are faster, and they finish. The way it's been set up for you to hit quarterbacks, you have to finish on the lower tier of their body, obviously. So when you start thinking about all of those things and the inability to protect Joe Burrow, like, I mean, dude, it's impossible for him to have longevity with us watching what we watched from the last 2 years with Cincinnati. That's why I said, they got, I think it's like $48.6 million in cap space or something. Yes. That's Graz's job. I think that's the right number.
That's right.
But the bottom line is this. They better spend every damn penny on the offensive line. Don't look at no other position. When they go to the combine, they better just go to data offensive line go. When they go to free agency, they better learn everything about every offensive lineman that'll be on the market and potentially they can get on their team. Because like I did on SportsCenter, I'm gonna hit them with it today. Cincinnati, until you do right by Joe Burrow, this is not going to end well for you guys. So y'all better do right by him.
He's like this. Shout out to my girl,
from to use Marcus's phrase, they need new security.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it as simple, Jeff, as saying that just get new bodies in there? Like some, we'll, on the outside, we'll look at, is there something in the scheme? Is it as simple as saying, just draft two guys, get a free agent, and everything will be fine?
No, draft the two guys isn't, I mean, it could potentially help, but it will take time to help. But they do need to spend their money on proven veterans to go block for them. I'll put this in perspective. He got sacked 19 times in the playoffs. I played 13 years with Peyton Manning. I don't know that he got sacked more than 19 times in a season.
Right.
Like, so just to show you how devastating this is for a guy's career, he is getting, and if you're getting sacked that many times, you're getting hit a ton more than that. So your body, there's no way that they can physically take up for this. And so when you think about, you know, the Jensens from Tampa Bay, like trying to get these higher priced type guys, go get them because they understand the importance of protecting guys like Tom Brady. Work from inside out. Jonah Williams, their left tackle, actually played well this year, so they're comfortable in that. So four spots, really, in all honesty, could be up for grabs. Go pay them, though, exactly like Swagoo said, so you get the best of the best in there.
Brandon Sheriff from Washington, guy's going to be a free agent. Yeah, they're going to be. Look, time was, you would say about the Bengals, they don't spend money, they're not aggressive in the offseason. Those times have changed. They've spent a lot of money in free agency the last 2 years, and it's not a coincidence that happened when they drafted Joe Burrow. They know that this kid is special. They want to build a team around him. I think Dan's concern is legitimate if we look down the road a couple years and they haven't addressed it, but I think they will. And therefore, I mean, that was the problem with Andrew Luck, right? Years and years of not addressing.
The other issue, too, is the right players. Listen, this is not, you do not need to go get maulers. Yeah. Like understand, you were asking about scheme. Like, go get the guys who understand protecting a quarterback first and foremost. The run game will take care of itself, and that's crazy hearing that from me.
It's the type of hits, too, that happen, because we talk a lot about a guy like Lamar Jackson and how he's exposed to injury because he's running. I'd much rather my quarterback get hit while doing a design run then get hit while he's in the pocket.
Absolutely.
So, like, you talk about Lamar Jackson putting himself in harm's way. You know who's really in harm's way? A guy who's standing straight up in a pocket and has Aaron Donald diving at his midsection, or a guy who's getting offensive linemen pushed onto his lap. Like, we've seen Joe Burrow far too many times on the ground screaming. You remember that game where they played Kansas City? They're about to win at the end of the game, and he's holding his knee there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's holding his knee last week. He's holding his knee last season when he gets hurt. Like, that's the scary part for him.
Yeah, he got sacked 70 times. If you include the playoffs and the regular season, he was sacked 70 times. Marcus, 10 seconds, go.
For as good as Joe Burrow was this year, we really don't know how good he can be. Mm-hmm. Think about that for a second. We really don't know how effective Joe Burrow can be week in and week out because of what we're talking about right now.
Well, we better find out soon. We'll see. They got a big offseason ahead of them in Cincinnati. As we continue in a moment, there is nothing like boosting your resume with a Super Bowl ring. But did Sunday make Stafford a Hall of Famer? The debate began here, and it will continue. Plus, don't forget the syrup. Jeff Saturday handing out the pancakes of the year. Wow. You will not want to miss this next.
Folks gonna get blown up.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
We're back on Get Up, and we're headed to LA, where the Rams put all their eggs in the Matthew Stafford basket, and he delivered a Super Bowl championship in his first year with the team. He was at Disneyland yesterday celebrating a Super Bowl title.
Now, a lot of the conversation, and I fear it started here yesterday when Dan Orlovsky, who, again, is very close to Stafford, he started talking about Stafford for the Hall of Fame. And that became a conversation everywhere yesterday. And Richard Sherman chimed in on it yesterday, tweeting, "I'm going to talk about it on the podcast, but the Hall of Fame bar is incredibly low now, like a participation trophy. No all-decade team, no all-pro, no MVP, one Pro Bowl, not even MVP of the Super Bowl. Never considered the best in any year he played, at least Ryan," meaning Matt Ryan, "has an MVP." And I feel, honestly, terrible about this.
Yeah.
You should.
Because Matt Stafford didn't bring this up. He didn't get up there and be like, "I won, now I'm in the Hall of Fame." No. But it became the topic. Look at Marcus's face. It became, "Go ahead, Swaggo, I'll give you the first crack at this." And now the whole world has to chime in on whether or not Matthew Stafford is a Hall of Famer.
Matthew, congratulations on the Super Bowl, man. That's phenomenal job going to a new team and being able to go through all of the ebbs and flows of a season and get it done. Mm-hmm. And that last drive was clinical. It was surgical. It's going to go down as one of the better drives in the NFL in Super Bowl history. But you ain't no Hall of Famer, dog. And take it from a guy that ain't even sniffed the thought of being a Hall of Famer, okay? This is one of the situations where I love the player. Like, Matthew Stafford deserves a ton of credit for his entire career. I played against him when he was in Detroit. I knew that Matthew Stafford was a really good quarterback. But all of the things that Sherman pointed out are, I think, prerequisites for you to be in the Hall of Fame. Like, you got to have something on your career. You got to have something on your belt individually, I believe, that said, "I was the best at some point in my career." And that, unfortunately, that's not for Matthew Stafford. Okay, I'm sorry, Dan. I'm sorry I didn't want to go here yesterday because I know you were basking in the glory. But Dan, the bottom line is, man, when you look at his career, it's tough to say it.
It's tough to put him in there, man. You had a very interesting note about as we sit here talk about what he has and hasn't accomplished. He's 9 games under 500. I don't want to do this. We're 36 hours removed from him winning the Super Bowl. Yeah. He should be basking in the glow of that. We shouldn't be picking apart his career with a microscope.
I also think that his career is not over.
We ain't doing it
again next year.
Wait, just close your eyes and guess. How old do you think Matt Stafford is?
Yeah,
30. He's 34. He's got 6, 5, 4, some number of years left.
11.
There's Tom Brady. He's got an eternity left. He's not even halfway done. But you made one interesting point this morning about certain designations and awards.
Richard's right. He's listing all this stuff, right? He's made one Pro Bowl in 13 years. If you're going to be in the Hall of Fame, it feels like you should be. You know how many times he's been Player of the Week?
Oh.
How many?
3.
Oh.
Twice this year.
Tuesday Dan just trumped Monday Dan. You know what I mean? Tuesday Dan.
No, it's the truth.
Monday Dan, dog.
I'm with Greeny, though.
It's not like, emotional.
This sucks to be
no,
having this
I'm not going to allow you and Greeny to do this.
No,
you
this
guys,
not,
no,
didn't
no,
do
no.
This.
I'm not gonna let you two off the hook.
We
you keep
not,
doing this.
No.
You keep
Get
doing this.
Foxy.
Greeny's like, I don't want to say that he's 9 games under 500.
But I do.
You just said it, and you're like, I don't want to keep doing it. You don't have to do it.
I came
Swaggle
back
did
from
it.
LA with a clear head and a clear mind, not like Orlovsky.
No.
I'm not wearing a T-shirt with the guy's picture on it. Look, this is we didn't do it.
Yeah,
Dan,
no, but
Monday
I'm saying you don't have to make the choice to do it today. It's fine. His career's not over. I think we all agree if it ended today, he does not deserve to go to the Hall of Fame. He might go at some point, but he's a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
Let that man enjoy his time.
But the question on the – look 100%. At it, but we're reading the question that's on the screen.
Hey, man. No,
no. I can't ignore it.
Hey, man, real talk.
It's not there.
Marcus, go.
Real talk, Matt. Real talk, Matt. It wasn't me. It wasn't me, Matt.
It wasn't me.
It was the producers of Get Up. It was the producers of Get Up. I just had to answer the question, bro.
Hey, listen.
It wasn't me.
There's still hope, right? Like, Tom Brady should give everybody hope. Tom Brady had three Hall of Fame careers within one career.
Right.
So maybe Stafford on the Rams can have this now, right? He can get this thing going. He started great. One Super Bowl, 1 year, back him up, do whatever, and now we're having a different conversation.
Here's what you can say about Stafford is that to me, the biggest question about him coming into this season was that we knew Matthew Stafford was one of two things. He was either a good quarterback who couldn't elevate the Lions, mm-hmm. or he was a great quarterback and the Lions were not elevatable. And I think we sort of lean into the second part of that, right? Because when he finally got a shot with the right team, he won it immediately. You can't take that away from him.
I mean, there's only one person up here that is anywhere close to the Hall of Fame, and that's Jeff Saturday. The man went to, five Pro Bowls? So I feel like his
talking about a specific Hall of
Fame. Okay,
My man, Green is in like four Hall of Fame, but he never put his hand in the dirt.
He was about to trump me.
Right.
As soon as you said I got rocked on too.
No, listen, to your point, all of these things take time. Allow this thing to continue to develop. He made the most of the best situation he had.
Right.
Let's let it ride.
But I do think that is changing. Yeah. The what the Hall of Fame was is not what it is. And we talk about that all the time. The evolution of the game is changing the way we look at the Hall of Fame. By the time Matt Stafford is up for the Hall of Fame, the bar may be lower, and it has been lowered already.
Bottom line is you can be a great player and still not be a Hall of Famer, and I think that's where Stafford is right now.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of players.
Very good, extremely good players.
Six Pro Bowls.
There are six Pro Bowls.
Six of them. Just going to put that out there for the fans.
But he's counting. All right. He's about to get himself in another Hall of Fame because the man has developed something that everybody in America loves. Let's do the pancakes.
Let's do it. Cakes.
Shut him down is a keeper. That is a Tuesday staple.
Get some of this. Get some of that. Throw him out the club. Swagoo, throw him out the club. You see him? One pancake, two pancakes, three pancakes.
Whoa. All right, it is a postseason edition. Let's sat him down. We are ready to go.
Tom,
we got a high
cake. Look at Kazi.
Oh, Kazi.
Years worth of the most fun pancakes we had. Swagoo, we're about to break your heart and show you what it's like to be an offensive line and a violent offensive line.
Cakes of the year.
Right there. We're going to start out with James Daniel. I'm going to show you how nasty this is. You watch WWE, you watch y'all wrestling, we can do it better. Like everything I told you, offensive linemen can do everything you can do, only better. Watch him catch him. No! Try to go over the rope. Take it, little man. Watch that head hit. No, sir. No, sir. James Daniels is having no part of that. You ain't going to put me on a highlight tape. I'm going to put you on a highlight tape. That's what I'm talking about, James Daniels. Putting the hammer down. Watch right here again. Oh, my word. Look at the finish. I mean, he pulled that thing in. That's a wrestling. Ooh, takedown. Bam. That's one pancake because it is kind of a littler man. But I like the action. I like the way we start. Now, listen, Quinn Meinerz. I wish I could give you three. I only do two. Look at this finish.
Two for him. Two.
Watch him. Watch him finish. He's not done though. Watch until he gets down.
That's the part
that breaks your heart. If you're a defensive player, you're already getting manhandled, and then he just boom, bodies on you.
Out here contemplating the block.
He's got four dudes down, and then when he gets them down, just puts them down. Two, and then bodies them up. Nothing better. Right there. And then finally, Trent Williams.
Oh, no.
Listen, he literally could be one every week. That's how nasty he is. But when you put him at H-back and watch the athleticism and then the violence as he knocks one, two, just three dudes down, it's like he's just littered with Green Bay bodies. Oh, my word. That's my favorite. Listen, Trent Williams got to be pancake of the year. That's three pancakes for nastiness of getting them down. Take them all. Take them all. Just avoid the bodies.
Always, Swagoo, your thoughts on the season edition of pancakes today?
Phenomenal. Marcus. Listen, the fact that a guy could... The fact that a guy calls himself the Silverback got the pancake of the year. I love it. I love it, Jeff Saturday.
I love it, man. Hey, Jeff. All the blocks, but I'm sick of watching these old linemen out here consummating the block at the end. I don't like it.
Nothing better.
I do not like that part. Unnecessary. Did not get consent. They just totally necessary. Just popping your hips on my D linemen.
Show everybody. Don't do it.
You're not gonna pop your hips on me. We are gonna fight. I don't care how big you are. You pop your hips on me.
You are not gonna sit your midsection on the back of my helmet. You will not put your midsection on the back of my helmet.
We ain't friends.
You will not do it.
Swagoo will get his revenge in our second hour today, as always. Well done. As we continue, let the finger pointing begin. What the actual heck is going on with Kyler Murray? Could he actually end up getting traded this offseason? That's on the way. This is Get Up on ESPN.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
I don't know the question you were trying to ask.
Be better tomorrow.
I'm not answering that. That's a clown question, bro.
Next.
Mike, why are you in such a bad mood?
What do you care?
What else do you want to know?
Next question.
Your next question.
Next question.
I'm not going to answer any questions from you.
Answer my question! The question, jerk!
Here we go. Time for Answer the Question. I have a series of hard-hitting, provocative questions for this man, Dominique Foxworth, and whether he wants to or not, he has to answer them. Here we go. First off, I'm telling you have to pick next year's Super Bowl champion right now. Which team are you choosing?
I think I have to go with the Bills. They're going to lose Brian Daboll, which I think they'll be able to adjust. I'm not sure how integral he was to the offense. They're going to get back, though, that guy, Josh Allen. And he seems to be getting better every year. This team has gotten better every year. And I think what they did, even though they lost in Kansas City, I think they really convinced themselves that they are the best team in the AFC. And I think believing that and entering the season that way is going to be a difference for them going forward. So if I have to pick a favorite right now, I think with that defense, the safeties that they have, and their ability on offense to score with anybody, that's the team that I like right now.
It just, they have to bounce back from the devastation of that defeat. Like, people talk about losing a Super Bowl and how difficult it is. I mean, to lose a game in which you took the lead with 13 seconds left on the road, we'll see if they can. But I agree with you, they look great. Next, which team will be next year's Bengals, which is to say a team no one is talking about right now that might make a run all the way to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, maybe I'm cheating a little bit, but I'm going to go with the Falcons because the Bengals only had 4 wins last year, and the Falcons, I think, had 7, so they're not a completely terrible team, but they are not a team that anyone considers a Super Bowl contender. The way that they played on offense in stretches last year was impressive, and I think if Pitt steps up and becomes the kind of best tight end in football, which I think he has the capability of being at least the best pass-catching tight end in football, with this offense can do could be something special. So they're certainly not my Super Bowl pick, but if I'm picking a team that has a quarterback that can rise to that level, I'm going Matt Ryan and the Falcons.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Calvin Ridley, I'm not sure what the situation with him is going to be. Is he going to be back? All right, I like the pick. Next, which team will be next year's Rams, which is to say, which is the team that is just a quarterback away from winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, I think this year we would have said probably the Colts. Then they got their quarterback and he wasn't right. But right now, I think it's the Broncos. The Broncos have, in my view, probably one of the best rosters in football, except for the quarterback spot. And if you put the right quarterback in there with all their weapons that they have, a good offensive line, and a defense that, assuming they can still play as well as they did without Fangio, a very talented defense with corners that can cover anybody, and a front with Chubb that can get after people, I think that that team is a team that if you add a quarterback to that recipe, they could be a champion.
Well, we all know which quarterback we've been talking about endlessly. If it's Aaron Rodgers, then I don't think anyone would disagree with you. That might be the case in a lot of different places. All right, interesting there. Now, there's a whole other kind of quarterback situation that we haven't really get a chance to get to yesterday based upon the Super Bowl and everything. But have you seen what Kyler Murray did? He scrubbed his social media of any connection to the Cardinals. And then our Chris Mortensen reported that there's been an odd vibe with the team and a frustrated Murray following the team's loss to end the offseason. Again, he responded on Twitter to reports of him being called self-centered and immature by saying yesterday, quote, "I play this game for the love of it, my teammates, everyone who has helped me get to this position that believed in me and to win championships. All this nonsense is not what I'm about, never has been, never will be. Anyone who has ever stepped between those lines with me knows how hard I go. Love me or hate me, but I'm going to continue to grow and get better." So all that is fine. But when he says all this nonsense,
And unless this was done against his will, I want to make it clear what he did here, because sometimes you hear he took stuff off of his social media. But you can look in the upper left corner of that screen there, and you can see that's his avatar. It's a picture of him playing for Oklahoma and him playing for the Oakland A's. There is no reference to the Arizona Cardinals anywhere on his social media. And so I guess my question to you is this, because, you know, I'm old now. So, Dominique, let me ask you, what stage of a relationship is it where you remove the other person from any reference on your social media, but you are still together?
I mean, you're definitely trying to get their attention. I think it's the early stages of beef. You're like, hey, look at me, look at me. I could leave. So it's concerning. It should be concerning. But I do think that the anonymous response to this, like, I am not someone who hates anonymous, like, reports. You need that sometimes. If you're whistleblowing on something right. that is going on that's terrible in an organization, that's fine. But anonymously saying he's a finger pointer, like, yeah. to me, you need to know what level of the organization that's coming from. If it's a backup linebacker, then all right, whatever, who cares? But if it's the GM or the team owner, that matters.
All right, I'm old, but I'm going to tell you this. Right. I've been married 20-plus years to my wife. Greatest thing ever. If 3 years in our marriage, she scrubbed me from her social media, bro, we're freaking done, dude. I don't know how y'all work. I don't know what goes on in today's society, but social media, you know, I'm a savant at social media. But that being said, if you scrub me off of everything after a 3-year relationship, we got issues. We got a little bit of beef. We're just starting. That's telling me he got his old girlfriends in his picture. Those are his old girls, bro. Yeah. Oklahoma and the A's, that's his old girls.
Right.
And now he ain't got his new girl. He ain't got his real girl. No, man.
That's what I mean.
Issues, bro.
He's trying to point out, like, there's still someone out there who wants me. Baseball. I mean, they have their own problems right now. Yeah, but baseball, they're not even playing. But, like, they would take him back. What is this?
They absolutely would. And they're desperate, too. So, hey, Arizona, and get serious. Give that man what he wants.
And baseball could actually put him on their website because he's not an active player. So they could actually show him. What? Graziano, what's he doing?
I mean, look, again, I think there's a follow the money element here, too. This is the first offseason where Kyler Murray is eligible for an extension. And, you know, maybe the initial conversation didn't go great, or maybe it hasn't happened yet and he thought it would. You know, this is, I don't know this, and I think we're going to find this out as things unfold, what's actually behind this. But look, there's an issue here. I do think they're stuck with each other. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting into year four. They have a fifth year option for 2023 that they'll certainly exercise, and that'll guarantee. But, it seems like their relationship needs some work. They need to get together and talk it out.
Let's have fun with the social media.
That's what I'm saying. They need to get together and talk it out.
Yeah.
There's only so far
they
you
need
can
some
go
relationship therapy.
To send your message on
therapy.
Social media. At some point, you got to get together and hash it out.
It actually brings up an interesting question, which I hadn't really thought of till you just said that. But Kyler Murray, his highs have been very high. Mm-hmm. But there's some question, right? Like, if you were the Cardinals now, would you be ready to say,
yes.
I'm diving in, whatever, $100 million, whatever the going rate for a quarterback, and that you are. You're all in.
I'm sorry to cut you off when you're asking your question, but it's an obvious yes. Like, as difficult as it is to find quarterbacks, if you have a quarterback that does have those high highs, you work with him. Even if he never eliminates the low lows, like, what are you going to turn to? Like, they understand what it's like to be in a quarterback desert in to be in a literal desert, so they need to figure out how to make this man happy and comfortable out there in Arizona as soon as possible. Because if he gets to this point, I mean, it's reminiscent of the Dak situation where you keep pushing it off, and then it becomes a big
story. I go back to what Dan said, Orlovsky, years ago, and he was wrong on Prescott when he said, don't pay good players great player money. I guess and Dak has proved himself, I think, to be a great player. Is Kyler Murray a great player?
What's the other option? That's the problem with people.
Well, the other option is not paying $150 million dollars or whatever it is.
The problem with armchair general managers is that they say things like that, and then what are you going to do?
Right.
As difficult it is to find a quarterback, people are searching for quarterbacks. If you have a good quarterback, you have to pay him great quarterback money and hope that you can create the circumstances for him to become great otherwise, and you get value elsewhere. You draft well at that point. That's what upsets me about this conversation is the idea that you're saying, we can't pay you because we can't get other other players. Yeah, you got value for me for 5 years. Now find value somewhere else. It's time for you to do your job.
Special talent. They blew up their initial plan a year in draft him.
Right.
So now you're 3 years later, and you say if you're saying you don't like him, I mean.
And they married coach and player together. Right. They brought system in together. Steve Kahn, he did go all in with this idea. Here is the biggest issue for me on all of this. And we made fun of Kyler Murray for, you know, the social media stuff. It's all fun and games. The reality is either Cliff Kingsbury or Steve Kahn need to address this. Like, they are the team.
Yeah.
So they need to come out and say, hey, listen, I don't know where this report came from. We do not agree with this. In our opinion, otherwise, you're saying everything you need. The silence, it speaks volumes, right? And so at some if you don't want Kyler, I think his point is just let me know.
Right.
Let me know that we're coming to an end of this. And that's great because players will move on, but you can't have it both ways.
And I'll just make clear, what I'm not suggesting you move on from him, but do you – this offseason, do you decide to, you know, give him the long-term contract extension and all the rest of that? He's under contract for two more years.
When you have somebody and you know he's your guy, I'm a fan of paying him as soon as possible, but whatever their roster management plan is, they can figure that out for themselves.
I think if you're a team, this is the offseason to do long-term deals because I think the salary cap in 2 years is going to make this year's salary cap look pitiful.
Yeah.
And the money's going to go through the roof. You can get a long-term deal done with
Congrats.
Your quarterback now.
Congrats.
It's going to look like a steal.
It's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job, you guys.
Congrats. Good basketball coming your way tomorrow night. Our Wednesday doubleheader is a good one. We start with the Knicks and the Nets. The Nets finally won a game last night. They take on the Knicks at the Garden, 7:30 Eastern. And then Donovan Mitchell and the Jazz visiting LeBron and the Lakers. It's a good night tomorrow night. We'll be here for NBA Countdown starting 7 Eastern right here on ESPN. Coming up, the Packers planning to move heaven and earth to keep Aaron Rodgers. Could it actually work, or is his best chance to go someplace else? We'll answer that question and more next. It's Get Up on ESPN.
Come on, get up.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.